Last week, Raj Bhakta, the founder of Shoreham-based Whistlepig Whiskey, bought Green Mountain College's sprawling campus for $5 million with little in the way of explanation. The 185-year-old liberal arts school had been Pulteney's biggest employer, and its closure in May of 2019 hit locals hard. The sale won't be finalized until next month, but in an interview with VPR's Nina Keck, Bhakta says he hopes to resurrect a new kind of school.
Raj Bhakta and I meet outside Green Mountain College's library. It's hot, and the 44-year-old looks slightly rumpled in a T-shirt and 5 o'clock shadow. Standing in front of the stately brick buildings, tree-lined sidewalks, and grassy courtyards he hopes to repurpose, the normally dapper entrepreneur known for self-promotion admits this new challenge will be daunting.
I'm thrilled and I'm staggered. You know, it's not everybody buys a college campus.
Pulteney has been buzzing with rumors about what his plans are for the property, and Bhakta himself says he bought it with only a rough idea in mind for something education-based.
It'll probably be a work college. You know, I've got a very, very strong track record of taking things that were going down the tube and making them roar back to life.
Bhakta grew up in Philadelphia and studied finance in college. His father is from India. His mother is Irish. He earned brief TV fame as a contestant on Donald Trump's reality show, The Apprentice. In 2006, he ran for Congress in Pennsylvania and made headlines for some of his circus-like campaign stunts, including riding an elephant in the Rio Grande River. After losing that race, he was looking for a fresh start. A friend suggested Vermont, and in 2007, Bhakta bought a 500-acre rundown dairy farm in Shoreham. He figured he'd come up with a plan for what to do with it later, and he did. With help from investors, Bhakta launched Whistlepig Whiskey in 2010. It was a huge success, but things turned sour between Bhakta and company board members. Last year, Bhakta was bought out. Handsomely is all he'll say. He's put some of that money into a new venture, Bhakta Farms, with locations in Florida, France, and Vermont. Instead of rye whiskey, he's now selling beef and brandy, some of which he plans to make from fruit grown on nearly 1,500 acres in Shoreham.
I see the college and Bhakta Farms and everything that we produce being integrally related.
He admits his plans are a work in progress, but with so many Vermont colleges closing, Bhakta says this new version of Green Mountain College will focus initially on more practical skills and agriculture.
We know that we have a need for trades in Vermont and in America. People really aren't being trained to do anything anymore. I mean, they're really graduating with boatloads of debt with absolutely useless degrees, which is a moral outrage. So that's the core from an educational standpoint of what we're going to go after.
But Bhakta sees hands-on entrepreneurial training as equally crucial.
The challenge isn't making a tomato or producing a pound of beef or even making a, you know, bottle of wine. The challenge is actually selling it profitably. And that's what I think I bring to the table that nobody else in higher education is really doing in this country. There are no real entrepreneurs from the business side that are connecting making it to selling it.
Bhakta sees private companies, initially his own, providing the hands-on outlet for students, while at the same time enabling what he hopes will be an apprentice-type tuition-free curriculum.
So the students of the college are part of the producing of the products that are growing from the farms that we're selling, that they're also learning how to sell. In turn, the brands, the companies that we're creating, the farms, let's say writ large, are paying for their school, right? So I want to see kids graduating debt-free. Where Bernie and I agree, and maybe the only thing that Bernie and I agree on, is that it's a sin to send kids out of college with debt.
Pulteney Town Manager Paul Donaldson says there's been a whole range of emotions in town, but he's not concerned that many of the details of Bhakta's plan still need to be worked out.
I think some people might be worried, but, I mean, someone who's willing to make that investment in Pulteney must see some value in Pulteney, must see some value in the campus. I see this as a potential springboard for something good.
In Shoreham, where Bhakta has owned homes and property since 2007, reviews of the entrepreneur are mixed. Leslie Goodrich appreciates that he's bought and improved buildings in town and created jobs, but she worries that the amount of money he spends gives him too much power.
It changes the culture of the town and the demographic of the town, and it feels, I don't know, doesn't feel good to me.
Her husband, Stephen Goodrich, who chairs the Shoreham Select Board, disagrees. He gets a kick out of Bakhta.
flamboyant. He does things in a big way. I mean, I was driving by one day, and he was all decked out with a sword and a hat, riding a horse, and he was having a photo shoot with all these people, and I just said, yep, that's Raj. He likes to be in the center.
But Goodrich says Shoreham has benefited from that, and he believes Pulteney will as well.
Everything that he's touched has made it look better, and he's created jobs. And so those are kind of important things for somebody that kind of watches over a town and wants it to stay viable.
Back in Pulteney, Raj Bakhta estimates it'll take him 5 years before students are back on campus, and then only with a small pilot program. But he says making new companies just to sell high-end liquor is no longer enough for him. A favorite uncle died unexpectedly in India this year. The COVID pandemic has made him more reflective. And a mild health scare got him to think about his legacy and his kids.
It's the biggest bet, biggest challenge I've ever taken in my life. And I'm a kind of guy who loves a big challenge. And this is definitely... this definitely fits that mold, and it makes me feel good to be doing it for the public good, and you know, not just selling expensive, exquisite, rare booze to the well-heeled.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.